USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Amazon.com Incorporated's advertising business grew at the slowest pace in 5 quarters, but still delivered a higher growth rate than those of key big tech rivals. The e-commerce giant made a little over $8 billion from its advertising business in the 3 months ended September 30th, growing 50% year over year. Florida is following through on Governor Ron DeSantis' threat to sue the Biden administration over the federal order requiring employees of federal contractors to be vaccinated against COVID-19, arguing that the U.S. government lacks the authority to impose the order.
We've gone from 15 days to slow the spread to 3 jabs to keep your job somehow. Are you kidding me?
DeSantis, who has been fighting vaccine requirements issued by private companies, said the federal government is exceeding their power. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Police are investigating after a shooting early Saturday at a council member's home in Gilroy, California, left 1 person dead and 3 people injured. Gilroy police said in a statement that the department received a 911 call about 12:55 a.m. on Saturday. Upon arriving at the scene, they encountered a large outdoor party and learned that there was an altercation where at least 1 person fired a gun. Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell huddled on the Senate floor, engaging in a deep face-to-face conversation Thursday, just days after a report said the West Virginia Democrat was mulling flipping political parties. McConnell on Fox Business.
Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, the two most important Democrats in the Senate, have the ability to kill the whole package, to dramatically reduce the size of it. I'm praying for him every night.
Biden delayed a scheduled overseas trip on Thursday to meet with Democrats on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A political stunt in Virginia by those opposing the Republican candidate leads to a backlash.
The Republican anti-Trump group, the Lincoln Project, targeting the Republican candidate for Governor Glenn Youngkin Friday. 5 Lincoln Project members photographed standing outside Youngkin's campaign bus in Charlottesville. They're dressed just like people who took part in the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville 4 years ago. Back then, men carrying torches marched across the University of Virginia campus chanting, "Jews will not replace us." An advisor to the Lincoln Project, Stuart Stevens, on CNN last night defending the photo.
Listen, every day I hear people pleading with the Lincoln Project to help show Democrats how to win, how to play hardball. This is an example. The question here is, it's not about some guys who showed up at a rally. It's why hasn't Glenn Youngkin denounced Donald Trump for saying that there were good people on both sides?
The photo drawing criticism for both Youngkin's camp and that of the Democratic candidate for governor, Terry McAuliffe. The latest poll out Friday by the Washington Post shows McAuliffe with a 1-point lead ahead of Tuesday's election. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
A new survey published by UBS Global Wealth Management found that a significant proportion of U.S. investors with at least $1 million in assets are taking action to get ahead of the tax changes proposed by the Biden administration as their optimism in the economy wavers due to concerns about politics, potential tax increases, national debt, and inflation. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.